Okay, Rabbeisai, if I can have your attention. I left that one thank you, and that's to Moshe Stept for going to pick up the Mor Da'asra of Kahal Nachas Yitzchok, Rav Olbaum, who came all the way from Kew Garden Hills. Not an easy trip, especially the week of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you remember Rav Olbaum's face from the previous Sima Shas, when we started Brachas 8.5 years ago. He's also a very popular Magid Shir on Dayo Daf. The Rav told me that he gives 3 Daf Yomi Shiurim a day. I've heard his Shiurim on recording when I was teaching Daf Yomi a number of years ago. The Rav is Mechaber, many of those Sfarim are geared Dafka to Loim Day Daf Hayomi. And the Rav graciously agreed to come join us, because as the Rav has been here before in Pesach and addressed the Olam, the Night Seder Olam, he very much extends effort to be Mechazik Torah, to be Mechazik Loim Dei Torah, and this Moisid, Daf HaShavua, is one of those Moisids that is fortunate enough to have Rav Olbaum come and address us. Without further ado, Rav Olbaum.
Shuv the Marat Shlita Borim Khashuvim, Khoshvaskonim, Khoshvalabatim, Kira Toira, Lim de Toira, Bene Toira Mayra Boisai. Hinima Toivim Anoim Shevisachim Gam Yochat. How toiv and how good and how pleasant it is. Ain Toivila Toira. What makes Toira so noim? Because Shevisachim Gam Yochad brings the people together, brings the community together. Tremendous honor that we see today is a Simchas HaTorah. A Simchas HaTorah, with the Torah itself, is Molei Simcha, seeing that Yidin was Zoche to be Messiah at this point, which is Mesach Tzachim. So of course, Zeh HaYoyim Oso Hashem, Nogilo Nismach HaBoi, is a man of Simcha. When you talk about a Siyim, what comes to mind always at first is a well-known Gemara, which is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Somer Abaye. Abaye says over there, Kad Chazine Tzurim Rabbonim, the Messiah Mesechta Avidne Yoy Metovel Rabbonim. Abaye says, when I see it, Tamut Chocham, Tzurim Rabbonim, Messiah Mesechta, I make a Yontif. And by the way, there are some late Poiskim, as brought down the Sefer Shiorim, Mitzuyonim, Baloche, that felt that on a day that you make a siyum, actually, you don't say tachnun because the Gemara calls it a yontif. You see, Abaye didn't simply say that when I see etzurim rabbonim mesayim mesechta, I make a suda. He didn't say that. Avinu yoy metova, yontif has a suda. But the emphasis was that I'm making a yontif. Well, if it's a yontif, then tachnun is not said. In many Hasidic communities, you don't need excuses why not to say Tachnun anyway, but here, Uncle Panim, they have a Gemara that L'chayre supports that notion. Avinu Yoy Metovel Rabbonim. Rashi says there, on Omer Abaye, 3 words. Abaye says, Avinu Yoy Metovel Rabbonim, says Rashi, Abaye? Abaye Rosh Yeshiva Hoya, as the Maisa, Rashi. Abaye Rosh Yeshiva hoy. Abaye was a Rosh Yeshiva. And then it's a hafle of a fella. You know, here we're talking about this Abaye Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Probably from the beginning of Mesechtas Brachos, one is allowed to say, if we were trying to promote, or to say, who are the most popular, if you can say that, a Meroy Mishas, probably Abaye Verovah. So by the time you get to Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, starting with the Brachas, Abaye was mentioned about 100 times, give or take. Rashi doesn't mention Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva. Here, so over here where Rashi says Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva Hoya. Many, many years ago, I had this chus to host one of the Gedolei HaBikiyim Bizmanenu, Mamish. Hagoyim Rav Pinchas Hirshsprung Zichrono Livracha. Pinchas Hirshbrun was a Baki Bishas, but not like today, you know, when you talk about somebody who's a Baki Bishas, which means he has yediyas over Shas. He was a person that actually knew Shas word for word, Baal Peh, besides the content as well. Rav Pinchas already was Messiah. Shas was a Baki Bishas. As a Bacher, he was the prize Talmud of Meir Shapiro. As a matter of fact, he was also the Beichim. To get into Yeshivas Yachal, Yeshivas Chiyachmi Lublin, you had to take a Bechin of a couple of hundred blat. He was one of those who were the Beichim, to test you whether you're eligible to enter the Yeshiva. I've heard him say myself, I've heard him say, Toises Baal Peh. Remember once speaking to him on the telephone regarding a receptus of a Dezorah Daf Yud Aleph. Regarding a Toises about B'chukasem Lo Yiselechu. He had no idea in which Gemara or Toises I'm going to bring up. He certainly did not have a Gemara in front of him, and I mentioned, and he says, yes, yes, V'yeshloimer, and he began to say, Trey Gav Nechukah, and he went on and on. Quoting the Lashon of Toises. Sitting next to him, I've heard him say, Taz, Baal Peh with the Lashon. Specifically, it happened to be a Taz in Hilchus Treifus and Simen Chof Tes, the beginning of Hilchus Treifus in Yerodeya. And so on. It's not just Rabbi Sai that he had a gewaltige memory. Yes, they call it photographic memory. He was tremendous masmid. Tremendous masmid like Posik Pumim Begirse. He had come to New York to stay at the houses because of a chassan, and one of his balbatim together with one of my balbatim. He arrived somewhere like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The chassan was scheduled like something like 6. He just came off the plane. And by the way, interesting, he asked for a Gemara Psochim. I assure you. And he was sitting there for 4 hours, literally 4 hours. 4 hours just continued to learn. But if you watched him, every 30 seconds or so, Rabbi Yisai, he would turn the page. To him, it was all Chazorah. All Chazorah. There was no problem being Messiah and Mesechta very, very quickly. One day, possibly. Easy. I'm not here to promote Rav Hirshbrun. But the Nekud is as follows. Being the tremendous Baki Bishas that he was, he was sort of like frustrated looking at the Derech HaLimud Noilam HaYeshivas. You know, my Yeshivas, what happens is, face, you know, 20 blad is a man, 25 blad is a man, sometimes less than that, all depending on how the Mahalach the Seder goes. It bothered him. First of all, he came from a totally different Derech HaLimud. He came from, it was the Polish Derech HaLimud. It's a totally different Derech HaLimud, you know, than the Litvish Derech HaLimud, but nevertheless, if you spoke to him, he had Yediyas and all the Achronim as well. Shara Melech, I remember when once it was the Chulm Daf Chov Beis, there was a whole sugi over there, he said, Vihalstim, Chulm Daf Chov Beis, and so right away, right, Shara Melech, Freit HaZorah, he was Makiv, called the Torah Kulim. So he's sort of like frustrated to see that the Olam HaYeshivas, that's, they're not finishing anything. They're starting, but they're not finishing. So I've heard from said like this. Abai is saying, when I see a Tzum Rabbanan that's Messiah and Mesechta, I make a Yontif. Making a Yontif. So Rav Hirshbrun with his Bekiah says, Tzurim Rabbanan. Rabbi said, what's a Tzurim Rabbanan? Right? All over Shas. Well, loosely translated, Tzurim Rabbanan. Yeah, Atamut Chochem Abin Torah. Rav Hirshbrun right away says, Ayin Berashi Tainiz Dav Dalet. Rashi in Tainiz Dav Dalet says, Tzurim Rabbanan is a Bocher Charif. Loshen Rashi. Says Rav Hirshbrun, Nazoi, a bocher charif, you know, is able to kvetch a ganz yor on 20 plat. If he's Messiah and Mesechta, that's a yontif, he says. Abai Rosh Hashiva, as a Rosh Hashiva, he knew it never happens. That's why he made a yontif, he says. Shleike Royal, this is something shleike chateva, it doesn't happen. A bocher, a charif, Messiah and Mesechta can kvetch in 20 plat, 10 plat, whatever it is, can say on a sugi, right, for 5 weeks on the same plat. That I can take to Zayontif. But Ladati, I think Lunyoneinu, I'd like to say that Rashi has also something else in mind. I think that Rashi, and I think this is very, very important. Rashi is trying to tell us what is the definition of a Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Yisai, Rosh Yeshiva is not merely someone who says a good shir. Avada. He's not able to say a shir. It begins with that. He has to be able to say a shir. But that's not the definition of a Rosh Yeshiva. Definition of a Rosh Yeshiva is someone who takes pride in the success of a Talmud. When he sees that a Talmud is a Matzliach, it's his own personal simcha. The agosha and the kesher that he has with the Talmud. When he sees that a Talmud progresses, the Talmud is able to make strides and to be matzliach and learning, it's a yonta for him. Notice the Loshna Gemara. Abai is saying, when I see a tzurvim rabbonim, ovin, I make yontif. You mean I make yontif? He was Messiah, not me. Abai wasn't the one who was Messiah. So Rashi, because Abai Rosh Yeshiva are you? And Rosh Yeshiva, when he sees the Talmud is Messiah and Mesechte, when the Talmud is Matzliach, it's his own simcha. I was trying to describe what's happening over here and telling us this is the Hagdor, this is how you characterize a Rosh Yeshiva. And I believe the same thing is also a Rav as well. A Rav of Manega Kehila. It's not the pshat, simply he's a Rav, and of course he has a position, he has a job to do. But the idea is to be able to take a very, very personal satisfaction, which I hope, no, Rav Zhupnik, for many, many years, exactly, he reminded me when this Kehila was still very, very, not only the Kehila, I think the whole community of Pesach was a very fledgling community, when this shul, this was still in a school. And I remember there was mamish like Chodi Shela like now, I think it was like maybe 20, 25 years ago, Be'erech, where there was a Yoim Iyun, by Agudas Yisrael, asked me to come speak in Pesach. I think it was the very first time I ever came to Pesach. We had the address, the driver came, and the address showed up in front of the school. That's a mistake, there's no shul over here. So it goes to the next block, goes around the block, back and forth. Nothing stems until we found the Pesayid. Finally, a Pesayid walked by. Those days. No, the shul is right in there. So Rabbi Yukman reminded me about that kufa. Then it was maybe just a handful of people. But Akoplanim Hazoirim Bedima Berina Yikzoiru. And we see Kenan Hora, what happened to the community, what happened to this Kehila, and some of the other Kehilas that are here. Baruch Hashem, one feeds on the other. So Bemis is a Gavaldi Geschus, to be able to see Lom de Torah, in this case, which is called Daf HaShavua. So let's start with the following. There are many psukim in Tehillim all over the place that describe the godless Cheshivas of Torah. We're not surprised with that. But there is a particular posik and similar psukim, a little bit like that. The most famous one can say is the posik Toivli Toiras Picho Me'alfei Zohov Chesed. The Melech is saying Toivli Toiras Picho, the Cheshivas of Torah to me, it's better than all Alfei Zohov Chesed. Sefer called Malas HaTorah from Rabbeinu Avraham Achi Agro, the brother of the Goyim. He says, I don't understand this posik. There's no tzad hashvo at all. You're comparing. So to have him in a kesef and zov as a shaykh is the cheshivas ha-toyr. Toyr is chochmas Hashem. Toyr is kulay ruchnius. Toyr is the sibe for briyas oil on bereshis b'shul ha-toyr. Kesef, on the other hand, is the epitome of gashmius. But you have to compare b'chlau. We shall kesef is zov. And some would say zov is more choshev than kesef. There's a tzad hashvo kesef as cheshivas. So I'm going to tell you, you know what? Zov is more choshev than kesef. There's a tzad hashvo, there's a tzad to compare. So I have to tell you, you know, this is more choshev. Would it ever be oil al adas to take a pebble or a stone from the street and say, you know what, gold is more choshev than this evan? No shaykh is, no tzad hashvo. They don't have him in it. They're not the same category. So what's the have him in it to say, toivli toira spichol, that he needs to tell me such a thing? Kashi Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agro. Now I'd like to offer the following. Masechta coming up is Masechta Shkolim, I believe. Goyim is going to be learning. Okay? I'll give you a jump start ahead. Ches Omid Beis. By the way, it depends which Gemaras you have. Yerushalmi or the Vilna Shas. Ches Omid Beis. And they say with the Vilna Shas, that's how the Tzuris Adafim go. Zamai said the following. There was a great man in Amoyre, Rabbi Yoina. The Gemara tells us the following. There was a Rabbi Yoina. Said the Gemara, Chamite Chodem Matronisa. Listen to this Maisa. There was this choshev woman, non-Jewish woman, Gentile woman, a matronisa, very choshev woman. Woman of upper society, high standing. She saw Rabbi Yoina, and the Gemara, she saw Apo in the hearing. His face was glowing. Okay, so picture this. You hear this, sees Rabbi Yoina's face is glowing. Now she has an explanation, what must have happened? Why is his face glowing? Apo in the hearing, his face is shining. It's radiating. Why? So she says, Chad Mitlas. One of these three things. He must have had an experience. One of three things, an experience that causes his face to glow. What are they? So she says the following. Either he drank wine. When you drink wine, you know, your face gets red. and the simcha v'yayin, you know, you can see the expression on the face of a person. Oy malta beribis. And says the Korban Eidah, malta beribis means, you know, when you cut a good deal, you're happy, you come home, you have business. Who's a marviach? Person's a marviach, you can see it on his face. See the simcha on his face. Or she said, Megad l'chazerim, which means the same thing. Bekitzer, he did a few good deals. Mamel was very happy. Either drinking wine, says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yoyne said that, heard that, he says, Tipach Rucha. I used to be blown away. He says, you know what, the Sibbe of my face is glowing. Ulfene, he says, Shechli, says the Komedem. I just found out a new Chiddish, Ulfene. And Chochmas Odom said to Yishalmi Toyerponov. Is the Simchis HaToyre of finding a new Chiddush that I never knew before, that's the Sibah why my face is glowing. And, as if not to think this is an isolated Maise, immediately the Gemara in Shkolem, again, and give you another few lines, a similar Maise. But this Maise was not with Rabbi Yoyne, it was Rabbi Avua. The Gemara says that Rabbi Avua, he came also to Tveria, he comes to Tveria, and the Gemara says that Talmid Rabbi Yochin and Sarah Bavua also apo in the hearing. They saw that his face was glowing. So interesting thing. So what did they say? They said, Mamish, the same thing. They said to Rabbi Yochin, they said to him, his face is glowing. And it seems there's some... So Rabbi Yochin goes over to him right away. And he says, tell me, he says, what did you learn today? Rabbi Yochin right away zeroed in. It was because of Torah. He didn't start with the wine, is it this, is it that. Right away he said to him, what did you learn? My oiraise chadete, what new piece of Torah shamet? Omalei, so Rabbi Avua said, Toisefte atike, I found the Toisefte atike, says the Korban Eidah, Toisefte yishon, an old Toisefte shloi ro oiso miyomov, v'ro bo dvorim chadoshim, v'somach bo, koralei chochma sodom toriponov. Rabbi, I want you to see, well, you know what you take out of this Gemara? Tremendous. What you say out of this Gemara is that Torah provides all the gashmizdike pleasures that wine can provide, that business can provide, that money can provide. In other words, the pleasure that she saw on Rabbi Yoyne's face and thought gashmiz was the source, it turns out that Torah was the source. We need that Torah is able to provide, Rabbi Yisai, forget about Ruchnias. Torah is able to provide the gashmis digitanugim that gashmis always provides. And when the matronisa thought that it was chamra, it was wine, it was this, it was that, all the gashmis digit possibilities, no, it was Torah. So Torah mamish actually was able to give the same, mamish the same hakoras ponim, everything that would come out, the expression of simcha that you would get from any tanuge oilam azeh, Torah. Turns out the source was Torah. I think, and David HaMelech is saying, Toivli Torah, Aspicha, Malfe, Zov, Chesef. He's saying that even the gashmizik pleasure of Torah is better than Kesef Zov. He wouldn't have no half minute that you had to think that Kesef Zov can compare to the Ruchnis of Torah. It's Poshis, no Shaykhis. But Torah can compete with Kesef Zov on its own playing field. Kesef Zov, right? Kesef Zov, world of Tanuga and Amazeh. Torah can compete with that also. Torah can compete with Kesef Zov in its own game, and provide all the tanuge olam hazeh as well. That's what you see from the Yerushalmi. I think that's what Dovra Miller is trying to say. The ruchnis of Torah, man b'char shemei, have added no havi minute. Kesef is all as a shaykhis. Schar olam habo, what Torah can provide. Budget! Dovra Miller doesn't have no need. Doesn't have to say that. He's trying to say something else. You're able to receive what Torah is able to give you. Mamish, all the pleasure of the world you can find. If you're zeichet. Well, there's a well-known Rechaim HaKodesh that you may have heard and may be repeated by many Balei Musar, but there's one line there which I think is overlooked. Rechaim HaKodesh talks about V'somachto b'chal ha-toiv. Ein toiv ala toire. The immortal words of the Rechaim HaKodesh is Shem hoyu b'nei yodom margishim b'mesikis v'arev istuva toire. You have to have a schus. If people would only be zoichet to be margish, see the adjectives he says, people would be zoichet to be margish, to taste the sweetness, the arevus, and the toiva toira, hoy mishtagim, that go out of their minds. It's a lotion. Hoy mishtagim. Hoy mishtagim. And he says, mislahatim achrei. You become addicted to it. Lahat, you become addicted to all. You become addicted. Like all the different types of addictions, you become addicted because of the pleasure of Torah. if you zeik it to be toyim, the tam the masikas atayre. And if you're zeichet to have that time, would not be considered meloy oilam if you give an entire world kesef ezov lema'uma. Also notice, he's also comparing kesef ezov, but he's talking about the pleasure of Torah. That all the kesef ezov shebe oilam lema'uma is nothing. Ki ha'toyre koileles kol ha'toyve shebe oilam. Moshtim v'rachayim ha'kodesh. Now, I'd like to suggest the following. Ki ha'toyre koileles kol ha'toyve shebe oilam. What that means. Tanuga oilam hazeh b'derech klal hazoi. You know, the summer season is over. But the way I've seen it work by many, many people, you know, people are ready to go on vacation, so now they have to make a chesed. Where am I going to go? So they take certain publications, and they start seeing all types of display ads. And they get so confused because every ad tries to make it so attractive that you go over here. So this ad says that this place is gewaldig. Then he sees another place that he's helping him. And Mamasha, then they're so confused, he has to consult his rov or set a bezin to find the pasket. Listen, where am I going to go? He's direction in his life. At the end of the day, he's going to decide, because he has to go. There's no such thing as not going. He's going to go. So Bedeira Klal is like this. So now, how does he decide? He decides like this. See, ad number one seems very attractive. So what is, he makes a few phone calls, right, to try to find out about the place. You just don't go. It's just an ad. So they tell him, he finds out that every mokim has milus and chesroinus. No place is perfect. They say, ad number one, you know, the scenery is beautiful. Mountains. At least the climate also. Very accommodating climate. But there's one problem. The food over there is not that great. It's not that good. Okay? Place number two is just the opposite. You see, the food is gewaldic. The climate is not so good. There's no scenery. So now he decides where he's going to go, but it means he makes a decision he's going to give up something to get something else. Now, it's not perfect, but it means is to get what you want, you have to give up something. Either the food is not, either the climate, sometimes money. You have to give a lot of money. Yeah, I want to enjoy myself. But so by Tanuga and Mazet, you're giving up something, but you make a decision. It's worth it. Yeah, it's G'day. But Tanuga and Mazet, you have to give up something in order to get the other thing. When somebody chooses Torah Boisai, he's not giving up anything else. Why? Because Ki HaTorah Koileles Kol HaToyev Shebe'olam means in the pleasure of Torah, you have the other thing too. So somebody says, I'm giving up all this Gashmias, he says. And I'm choosing Torah. It's not because Torah is better. That's why he chose it. Torah is better means it's Kedai to sacrifice. No. Not that Torah is merely better. He didn't give up. Because in the pleasure of Torah, if you're Zoyche to be Toyim the time of Torah, Ki HaTorah Koileles Kol HaToyev Shebe'olam. That's what he's saying. It's koil of that also. Where does he get it from? Maybe it just means Torah is better. I believe from the pasuk itself. V'somachto b'chol ha'toiv. Ein toiv el ha'toiv. What is the all-encompassing toiv? Because when you're dealing in the world of Gashmius, there's nothing that's perfect. But where do you find b'chol ha'toiv, something that's the all-encompassing toiv? Ein toiv el ha'toiv. That is what Torah is about. Number of years ago, it's a very common thing, Gedolei Yisrael in Europe used to choose various vacation spots that they used to go to. As a matter of fact, many Gedolei Yisrael, by the way, from totally different backgrounds, would have an opportunity to meet, which normally they never would have met. To choose an example, where would Rebbe Chaim Wasserman ever meet the Ger Rebbe Imre Emes? Particular vacation spot, just go to Karlsbad, Marienbad, all these different places. And they met. And there are different Torah that are recorded that we have to this day. Conversation, different Torah between Rebbe Chonon and Imre Emes. Something deals with Menorah, Paishas Tetzav, and so on and so forth. And the list goes on and on and on. Gedolei Yisrael from Poland, from Litva, from Hungary, all over the place. But normally never meet. But in vacation spot, they would meet. So the Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Elozer, besides being a big Rebbe, and the greatest Admoirim, his time, Tzadik, with a goyin, Shalsichuvis Minchas Elozer, he met the Yor Sameach. He met the Meir Simche. He meets the Yor Sameach. He meets the Yor Sameach, and what I'm telling you now is the Heintike Munkach Rebbe, Ramosha Leib is his name, was a Ninekel. He heard it from Ziknei Chasidim. He heard it from Ziknei Chasidim, Alte Chasidim. He said that when the Munkach Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, that when he met the Osameach and he came back home, back to Munkach, he was beside himself from the godless betoyra that he saw in the Osameach. Of Yiddish, he said, and you can't tzizach kimen, if you understand Yiddish. He just couldn't get to himself. Especially the ideas that he had, the Osameach had in Kotchim, especially those areas. Osameach was learning with the Chavrusa, and they came upon Ishtikl Gemara that had some difficulty. Gemara had some difficulty. So Meir says to Chavrusa, you know what? Let it be mispalt because you brought that we should have a Havas HaTorah. Let it be mispalt for a Havas HaTorah, and maybe we'll understand the difficulties that we had. So the Chavrusa said, what do you mean a Havas HaTorah? We should be mispalt for a Havonas HaTorah. The problem is the Havonah. We don't understand the Sugya. Right? Atachoyin Lodam Das. What should be mispal for a Havas HaTorah? Mispal for a Havonas HaTorah. And the Samech said the following. He said, listen, when you have a baby is not able to communicate. Baby's not able to speak. When a baby needs something, a baby cries. Stranger walks into the room and hears a baby cry. He has no idea what the baby needs, what the baby wants. Does not know. Mother walks into the room, hears a baby crying, she knows right away. Many possibilities with Pashas. Maybe a baby's hungry, maybe a baby needs to be changed, maybe this, maybe... Mother knows exactly why. Baby didn't tell her. Baby's crying. Teretz says that Rosh Hashanah, because the Ahava, the love that the mother has to the child, the connection, that kesher that they have, you don't have to speak words. A mother understands b'remiza, b'remes. Rosh Hashanah said, if we would have true Ahava Zatoira, we would understand what the Torah wants b'remiza, even if it's not spelled out. And therefore said the Arsameach, maybe we should be mispal, we should have more Ahava Satoira. We would have more Ahava Satoira, then we would really understand what Chazal wants, what the Torah wants, what Rashi wants, what Tosfos wants. That's the idea, Ahava Satoira. This is the Toivli Torah's Picha. This is the pleasure that Torah can provide, as our Chaim HaKodesh is telling us. In times gone by, you know, we're living in a time, Mitzarechot, we see Kanan Ahar, a flourishing oilam, we find Balbatim learning. When I was growing up, very rarely found Balbatim learning doing. It's a totally different world. In Kenan Ahar, Baruch Hashem. But what was lost, really, are Yediyas about Gedoyli Yisrael of the past, who are long and not with us, and Bishatom, when they were alive. They literally were the pillars of the world, but they've become forgotten. Just give an example. One of them was in Odom Godel Megdoyla Tamidich Sam Sefer. His name was Reb Nota Volz Lieber. He was a Rosh Bezdin in Presburg, as a matter of fact. He's not just a Talmud Chassam Sefer. He was a Rosh Bezdin in Presburg. Megdoyla Tamidich Chassam Sefer. Lately, a few years ago, they actually printed a Sefer from Ksav Yad from him. So most likely he's a little better known because of the Sefer. So he said, he wanted to describe, he says, the experience that he had learning by the Chassam Sofer. He says, the pleasure of learning by the Chassam Sofer, hearing Divrei Torah the Chassam Sofer, was a tanuk gashmi, he said. You speak about Oynig Ruchni, Kedusha Satoyer, Avadek, Chassam Sofer, Kodesh Kodshim, Ishalakim, Moshe Ishalakim, the Chassam Sofer, Avadek. Not talking about the Kedusha of the Chassam Sofer. The Sofer, you know, was sitting at a Purim Tish. And the wine went out. I guess they would drink a little bit too quickly. They didn't have the cheshbon because they didn't need all that wine. The wine went out. There was no more wine. The oil was still ready to drink more wine. So Sofer says, if I want, I can do what I learned from my Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. Utter a certain shame and have wine, he says, coming out of the windows pouring. Or from the walls, rather, he said. But I don't want to be mishtamish with that. I'm talking about Kedusha with some Sofer. I had an oinah gashmi. The gashmi is the ganola, the first of the physical pleasure. I was sitting listening to the Chedusha Torah. Some Sefer saying Torah. Talking about Oyne Gashmi. That Rabbi said, that's what we're talking about. That's the Toivli Torah Spicha. Daf HaShavua, right? So you think about the contrast. Right here you have Daf Yomi, which is very, very popular. And now Baruch Hashem starts something, Daf HaShavua. So sometimes, Chvei is someone who is make a decision, Daf HaShavua, Daf Yomi, really, I'd like to learn more, but then, no, I don't retain it, it's true. Is that, this is a lot of downsides to that. I mentioned to someone, not only doesn't retain it, he didn't get it the first time. Hard to retain something you never chopped the first time because it went so quickly. Something that you never knew is hard to remember, to remind yourself. You know, that's it. But you realize, I want to tell you the following. Again, a simple mice, sometimes chazal, you know, when you learn it, you don't just chop. Push it, mamish mefurish, but you don't just chop a chazal, I say. It's phenomenal, phenomenal. Listen to the Shtickle Gemara, Nadar Mem Aleph. What else a fascinating thing? Milo the God of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Sabbath Mishnayas. What tells us Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rebbe, had a neighbor, Hai Katsura, was a laundryman. Simple person, a laundryman. The laundryman, being that he was a neighbor of Rebbe, he would hear how Rebbe was reviewing a certain sugya 13 different ways. The Tleiser Ampin. It is Maise. Here we have a laundryman, has a neighbor, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And he happens to hear. He's overhearing. He's hearing how Rabbeinu HaKodesh is learning a sugya 13 ways. The Gemara said that Rabbeinu HaKodesh got ill, got sick. And it happened is he only remembered a chelik. Twice. Six, seven. He didn't remember. It's up to 13. He had 13 mahalchim. He didn't remember. The Gemara says, came high katsura. He is nice. It's phenomenal. This laundryman came and he reminded him. He reminded him. And Rebbe was able to teach it to Rabbi Chiya, the 13 ways. Says Rebbe, what do you think Rebbe said to this laundryman? What did Rebbe say to this laundryman? He says to him, Ato, you laundryman, Ato, osiso oisi veschiya, you have now created me and Rabbi Chiya. What do you mean he created him? He reminded him. Right? Reminded him a few perushim. Says the Rosh. So it's Nadorim, right? Ram, Rosh. The Rosh as follows. Gemara Sanhedrin, we all know that Gemara Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara says, Kom Lamed is Ben Chaveiro Teire, Kudu Yoldoi, but there's another member that says that's a lot different. Kom Lamed Chaveiro Teire Kilu Aso'oi, like you made him. You teach somebody Teire like you created him. What's the Raya? Shenemer Vesanefesh Asher Osu Bechorom, right? In other words, Avraham Avinu, the Megayer Geirim, the Teire refers to it, not some teaching them something. The Torah refers to it as a nefesh asher osu, creating them. So the Rosh now makes an analogy. If we find Avraham Avinu, right? And by the way, the Gemara makes an analogy. The Gemara says, Kol Olam, if you teach somebody Torah, it's like you created him. Where's the rise like you created him? From Avraham Avinu, right? So let's stop right here. What's the rise from Avraham Avinu? From Avinu to Goyim, made him into Geirim, right? He transformed their lives. That's called creating them. That's called recreating them. Kilosoi. Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya, right? New Kol HaTorah Kula. They knew Kol HaTorah Kula. This laundry man, right, gave him 2-3 Perushim. What do you mean you created me? What's the Raya? What's got to do with Avraham Avinu? From me to Geirim, right? To Geirim, Goyim, Gentile, right? Made him into Geirim. Avada. Completely overturning the line. Menakotza Lakotza. That's called Kilu Asoi. But Rebbe says to the Katsura, you created me and Chiya. Why? What did the Katsura do for Rebbe? Rebbe, you call Torah Kula. So 2-3 Perushim, he forgot. Is a Raya, what do you see from here? Is a Raya, Rabbi said from here, that every new Shtikl Torah, a person becomes a Birya Chadosha. That's what you take out of this Gemara. Every new Shtikl Torah is not just a new Shtikl Torah. You become a Birya Chadosha. You have created me, Rebbe says. Yes, it could be one daf, Rabbi Isai. Daf Ashur. It doesn't have to be 6 blood, 7 blood, 8 blood. It could be one daf. One daf. Half a daf. Every new shtickle Torah that a person learns is not just a Yedi, a new Yedi in Torah. But it becomes a Mamish Eber Yechadoshe. It becomes a newly created person. That's the Pashas. That's what you see from the Gemara. And the Tak was a Maisha Shehoya, in particular Magichir, in Bnei Brak. He has to take a bus to travel to another Mokim location to say a shir, and it was a very stormy, rainy day. And he made a cheshbon that hardly anybody's going to come. So it's not kedai as you go to the shir. So he decides to ask the Chazanish. Chazanish asks him, says, I want to ask you one question. I hear what you're saying, says the Chazanish. But I want to ask you one question. Okay, you're going to lose the Yoylan. But you think there'll be one person that's going to come? You think that one person's going to come? At least one person's going to come? The Magid Shir was saying to himself, you know what? There's one person, no matter rain or shine or snow, doesn't mean he's going to come. Go say to Shir. Go say to Shir. He said, why? Because he says it's ain't a doimed person who learns today to a person that didn't learn it. In other words, yesterday's learning is not the same as learning today again. And if that one person is going to come to the Shir, he's a different person if he learns today than if he didn't learn today. Just because he learned yesterday, it's not the same. Today's a new day. It's a new dimension. Do you want to mention the different person? It's a different person. No, it's now Rabbi Yisai. It's Mamish Erev Yom Adin. Let me just conclude with the following. And that is, a particular Rav that I know went to see Rav Shach a number of years ago. And he comes in and he sees that Rav Shach was very busy poring over and opening Gemara. And he was awaiting a certain siyum that he was about to make. Siyum we're talking about. So Lamaisa, he wanted to have a private conversation with Rav Shach, and he saw it's not going to happen, so he headed for the door. Point when he was heading for the door, Rav Shach picked up his head and saw him. He said, come back. And he says to him, I want to tell you a story. Rav Shach Bishatoy was very close to Rav Elvel Briska, to Rav Iskarov at the time. I don't know if the Oilem is familiar, but in Rav Shach's Sfarim, which he wrote in the early days, the Sefer Aviezri, going back, Chelik on Choshe Mishpat, Rambam Mishpotim. Yes, it's coming from the Briska Rav. It's coming from Bissi Zalman also. It's coming from the Briska Rav. Always said this is Tov Shin Yud Dalet. It's 1954 Olam Esparim. Briska Rav, I can assume Briska is supposed to be, right, Emes, Medayik. They don't just write exaggerations. Briska Rav writes like this. He wrote on Rav Shach. This is 1954. Another little later when Rav Shach was known. Tov Shin Yud Dalet. It's a Magid Shir. Rav Shach was a Magid Shir. Briska Rav like this. You don't need us come from me or anybody like me. Because his name, your name means, your name is already familiar. He writes this Tovshin of 1954. Just put it in perspective. Anyway, so Avshah goes over and he says to this Rav, he's living in the five towns, this Rav. So he says to him the following. He says to him, let me tell you my story, Rav Elvel Brisker. He said, years earlier, there was a woman who was married for a long time. We're not blessed yet with children. No, Oibazoi, she said, I'm going to go ask a bracha from the Rav. So she was from Bnei Brak those days to make a trip. From Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, it was not like today. It was a terche. It was a difficult trip, and she goes to Briska Rav for a bracha. When she explained the situation to the Rav's son, to the Briska Rav's son, he was so moved, so immediately he went to his father to request that he grant her an audience. Interesting, to the surprise of the son, the Rav said, tell the woman to come back later. Before too long, the woman returns. Only be told to come back later, in the evening. After her third try, when she comes back, the Rav finally, he welcomes her in, and he gave her mamish, she gave her a very stark broche. And he explained. He said, when I was told, he says, that she had traveled from Bnei Brak, I understood she had a very important bakosha, because those days you didn't just travel from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim just like that. I understood, he didn't before even know what it was. But the fact that she came from Bnei Brak, that's when he was told. For a bracha, I knew it has to be something which is very, very important, that she has some great difficulty. And because I knew, listen what the Rav said, because I knew, he said, that I'm making him see him on Masechta Zvachim later in the day, the time that you make a siyum is as man of an ace rotzen. I waited to give her my bracha when I'm assigned the masechta. When she came, we didn't finish it yet. And he had to come back once. She came back. It was not finished yet. Came back. It wasn't finished. Third time she came, it was already finished. I want the dafka her to come at the time that I'm assigned the masechta, because that's the time of an ace rotzen. The boy said, this is a tremendous ace rotzen. If we ever needed an ace rotzen, this is the time. This is the proper achon to be able to go into the Yom Hadin. Zchus HaTorah, Kiyah Shofar. As Rabbi Nesadya goes and says, and one of the 10 reasons is to remind ourselves of Matan Torah, Zchus HaMatan Torah, V'koyla Shofar, Hoylech V'chozak V'yoyid. Zchus of Torah, Nuhun making a Siyim. Zaman of Eis Rotzen. Bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish, the Zchus of this Eis Rotzen, bringing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be recorded in the right places. Be'ez Hashem, we all need it. And... So, Reino Lechaim, Rabbi Say. You're going to say this year is Achrein Alachayim versus Hashem very soon. Malachovitz Bachayim. Maybe you believe it, maybe you're not going to believe it, but it's a tour. And the tour is in Siman Tov Kuf Bebeis. And you've probably long heard that every word in the Tfilis, they were Mesakne the Tfilis, there's a lot of Soidis and Ramazim. There's a cheshbon in all the words. You ever realize it's not just at random? You know, like some words seem to be repetitive. And as tefillahs that were mesakim by Anshe Knesset Agdoila, every word it's accounted for. It's accounted for. Comes the tour. Zachreinu l'chaim el chavos b'chaim has some ches oisis, 68 oisis kimatri yachaim. Tour says that simantov kufeves. Zachreinu l'chaim el chavos b'chaim, man b'chaim has some ches oisis. Gematria Chaim. That whole phrase Gematria Chaim. It corresponds to Samaches Alfin Beseres Adibris. Beseres Adibris is also 68 Alphs. It's also Gematria Chaim. Beseres Adibris is the Torah. To tell you that when you say in Zachreinu L'chaim, there's 68, corresponds to the 68 Alphs in Beseres Adibris, Shebeschus HaTorah Niske L'chaim. So says the Torah. That'll be our source. That'll be the mokim that we by Meshpia Bez Hashem Chaim upon us. And remember, we always have to be mekasher ourselves to the Torah. Kesh Baruch should help us. We should be zoichim to continue lahaschul esai mesech to svarim acherim. And to be zoichim, as we said in the Hadron, to all the brachas amuris b'Torah, arich yomim b'yemina, arichas yomim, we all want miyichi, we know, chus ha-Torah, Rabbi Isai will help us to overpower that chelik of the insan ha-Torichiv, arich yomim b'yemina, and u'bismoyla oish v'chovet mi'ayonim mi'ayosher. But here you have it. Or if you're a bimino besmoilo isha vechovoi, the simch vanachas, the chsim simetoiva, gulish lame, amen.